Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hey, Aaron and Miss Tony, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, boss lady, how are you doing?
Oh, man, just trying to maintain over here grinding on these pages. Aaron, I saw your meal, like, I don't eat meat, but that meal looked like it was everything.
I'm kind of slow right now, slow moving.
Because you done made that plate and had all that gravy and rice and wonderfulness.
Wow, I missed that, Bebo. What you make today?
Oh, it was nothing. It was just the same old oxtails. I had such a huge pot. I had to go back and revisit them again.
Mm-hmm. They definitely look delectable, Miss Tony. He did you proud.
Did you make them the way I
did? Well, I can't even take credit for those particular joints right there. My sister made those.
Oh.
Yeah, she made those.
Well, Mama. Well, it's a good evening we're having tonight. We got two great authors coming into the clubhouse this evening. Taquela off of G Street Chronicles, and also K.S. Oliver. We're going to have a wonderful conversation tonight. We're talking about No Strings Attached. We're going to look at different aspects of that subject, industry-wise, personal-wise. Aaron's going to let us know what he was thinking. You know, he's the creative director behind the topics on the show, so I can't wait to see where this conversation is going to go. Hopefully it gets heated up in the clubhouse. We could toss these ideas around and get it jumping. So what else is going on, Mr. Aaron Bebo?
Nothing. I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Just chilling. No.
Will we get something off your desk soon? Like, is this a Aaron Bebo fabulousness in the wing, waiting to just like dive on us? Like,
I don't know. Actually, I have to go back in the lab. I have to go back in the lab real quick because shit is getting real.
Is it real?
Yeah, I had to go back and make a couple little touch-ups. Like my edges started showing.
Oh, see. We got to make sure we're straight.
Yeah.
Nobody needs any shenanigans.
I know. And they tell a Beyonce and drop it to us overnight and in the morning tell us that it's ready.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, here you go. You didn't know it was coming in, right? Here you go, in your face. Like, pal.
Nice surprise.
It is.
I like surprises like that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, but other than that, everything else is good. Aaron, give us a little bit of where you was going about with the subject so we can continue going where we were going.
What was the subject that I was talking about?
No Strings Attached, the night subject that we're all going to be discussing friendly and the maybe even non-friendly here in the clubhouse. Go ahead.
Oh, well, my thing with the No Strings, I was looking at it from a perspective of, like, it's like that's the era we in now, like, No Strings Attached. Like, it's just like people just be doing anything now. So, you know, I feel like, sometimes It's just like back in the days, in my time anyway, like it was strings attached. Like you knew certain things that you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Like it was just, you know what I mean? Like it was just a simple code of conduct type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like now it's like it's so reckless. It's like no strings attached. It's like whatever goes. Basically,
yeah.
when I was thinking about the concept of no strings attached, it wasn't nothing in particular, but everything all at once. Like it's like everybody has this, you know, whatever goals,
right?
Whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just my view, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
I could be totally wrong.
No, yeah, I think that you're very correct in that analogy, and that you can see that in people's actions. Like, and then when the consequences comes upon them, they're really shocked about how it all went down. Like, people don't think a whole procedure through, whole process or step through. So it's like they just go, you know, and it's like it's no, like you said, it's no strings attached. It's no thought of the future. It's no looking forward 5 or 10 steps. It's like I'm doing this in this moment, and whatever happens, happens, come what may, YOLO, and all the rest of that mess that people holler out to justify doing things. Ms. Tony, how you feel?
I totally agree. It's like people have become desensitized to the, you know, there's always an action, a reaction to an action. You know, they don't think about the consequences, and there's always consequences that you have to pay for, you know, and it's just, there's no ethics, you know, and it's really sad because they lose out on a lot. People lose out on a lot when they don't, and it's selfish also.
Yeah. I agree. Aaron?
Same scenario, like, that's what my whole concept. I just be seeing a lot of things that just are crazy. Like even to the point, like things that weren't even something that wouldn't even be newsworthy. Now it's like, it becomes newsworthy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like just to have something to talk about. It's more of like people are easily pulled in to nonsense. Like it's like an agenda to keep people focused on nonsense for real.
Well,
and a lot of people falling in.
People's agenda. Yeah, that agenda, boy. And if you don't say anything that's in accord to a person's agenda, they are not going to adjust ill-gotten behavior. It's like, hey, I got an agenda. This is what I'm doing. So, you know, fall back.
But you miss out on so much because, you know, it's not like you're living alone in this world. There's so many people, you know, that are not you, that have different opinions and different ways they would do certain things. And we all have to mesh together, to live together, you know, and you got to think about other people and not just yourself.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, it's not like people said, it's not like it used to be. People actually thought about their actions and how it would affect someone else.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So we got a ways to go. We're going to get into this hot topic. We're going to continue it moving. Tony, go ahead on and pay those bills so that we can get to the next level of this conversation.
I certainly will. Well, welcome, everybody, to our Thursday night edition of Writing Walking Radio. My name is Tony, and I am one of your co-hosts this evening. And Writing Walking Radio is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. I am an avid reader. I love everything about the word. Anything that puts in front of me regarding a book, I give it a chance. No matter what genre it is, I always give it a chance because I just love to read. Now, my co-host, Ms. Mimi Capri, is a bona fide 5-star author, and she has such titles as the PCAP series, 1, 2, and 3, and she is presently penning part 4. And if you guys are on Facebook, she has been teasing us with a little bit of snippets, so keep your private eyes open for that. She also has the Trust No B series, 1, 2, and 3, and she co-wrote that with Cass Streetland Arthur, and that's just a classic that you have to get into your library. And they're actually penning a prequel, Eyes of Story. So be on the lookout. There's a lot to be looking out for from her.
Yeah.
And Team Eyes or Team Alicia. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Under the powerhouse of G Street Chronicles, she has painted Live Fear and Death. And as a matter of fact, she's pinning part two to that. So Miss Capri is a busy bee over there. So that's another thing you got to be looking out for her. Now my co-host, Mr. Oxtail Bebo, he is no slouch with his pen. He has some phenomenal works out there as well. He has The Rat Hunter, Change for a Dollar. Bebo, is that still 99 cents?
Yes, they need to go over there and get that immediately.
All right. Before he take that off the market, head over to Amazon and one-click that. Till my casket drops.
Might disappear.
That is a, I know, you never know. It might wake up and it'll be gone. Now, Till My Casket Drops is the same title that Mr. Cash also wrote. There was a competition, two books, one title by two authors. So, you know, you may want to get that into your library because that's also another great classic. Now, Under the Powerhouse of G Street Chronicles, Ms. Bieber also has I Used to Love Her. And he is presently penning part two to that also. And I think there was a little snippet on Facebook with that also. So you guys got to head over there and check everything out. Now, you can always follow Writing Royalty Blog on Writing Royalty Blog at writingroyaltyradio.blogspot.com. And with that, I'm going to kick it over to Miss Mimi and see if she has anything further that she would like to share with us. Miss Mimi, are you in hair and makeup?
She has gone to hair, makeup, and two different salons. Yeah, she's down at the Asian salon that does black hair. You know, the only one in the hood.
I'm gonna turn it over to you then.
Well, since it's on me, I'm just gonna remind people that this is a special show. Writing Royalty's conducting tonight, Thursday, and we will be talking to K.S. Oliver and Tequila Thompson, who is also another fellow G Street author. And It might get hot in here because I got some serious questions.
Really?
I'm definitely ready for the guests to get on. I'm ready for everything to start flowing. I see the phone lines are filling up. I hope the people, you know, are here to press their ones tonight if they got something to say. Holler if you hear me. And
That would be a good thing. Now, Diva, I'm actually reading Tequila's, one of her books right now. I think it's under G Street. It's called Bad, Bold, and something. I don't know what the D stands for. And I was actually reading it with the Hot Topic in mind, trying to see if it fits some kind of way. And so far, it kind of, if you look at it a certain way. So I wasn't sure if that book would play into our Hot Topic tonight, but I would love to hear her concept behind writing that book.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely going to get to talk to her and hear all about what she got going on, the stuff she done released.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you grab any egg rolls while you were down at the Asian salon?
I had to step down into the green room momentarily. I apologize. I'm usually not the one down there, but Mike came over here to see me at the office, so I had to run down there right quick to the green room. But I'm back. And what were we talking about? Where were we?
I got to see what's down in that green room. I've never had a visit down there.
You haven't been to the green room?
No, man. I haven't been down there yet.
Oh, don't you go there. You've been married for 22 years, Tony. You don't want nothing that's going on down there in that green room. unless Mr. Doe comes up. If he happens to come up to the green room, you step down there because It gets real in the green room.
Okay, well, that'd be the only reason I go down there. But I was telling people that I'm actually reading Sakila, one of her books on the G Street. It's called Bad. And I was actually, and I was telling him, I was trying to picture our hot topic while reading that book to see how that played along. It's interesting. It's, you know, it's different from what I usually read, but it's really good. You know,
okay.
I haven't had any killings. I haven't seen any killings yet.
Oh, okay. You're going to need a good old-fashioned murder or two.
We need a murder or two, exactly.
Got to have one of those. Got to have a good old-fashioned murder or two, at least. Yes.
At least. But it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay. I thought I had saw a caller in the queue. I guess they put their hand down.
Don't do that.
We do have a caller
in the
queue.
Put your hands back up.
I saw one.
We do have a hand up. You
want to
bring them in?
That Aaron does that.
They're in. 202. Good evening. You're live with the Right and Royalty crew. Who are we speaking with?
Maybe they just want to
202.
202. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Going once, going twice.
749.
They might just want to listen. Put them back in the queue. Maybe they want to talk when the guest comes on.
That's what happened. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. You were right along. We don't do. Did anybody see our guests pull up yet? Are they in the parking lot? Are they closed?
I don't know. I'm beyond. I only be looking for the guests' car when I be hearing them blow the horn. They gonna have to press one.
No, I don't see them in yet.
Don't make me laugh. But Aaron, okay, with no strings attached, right? What is the ultimate thing that you would do with no strings attached?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't. I'll definitely try not to put myself in a position of saying what I will and won't do. Because, like, you do that, like, sometimes it just come to you out of nowhere. So, you know, I just try to walk through. I walk through life learning. Like, I try to just make sure that, you know, I'm constantly learning. And, you know, I feel sure about certain things, but there's no telling. Like, I don't know what it depends on the situation. Like, it would have to be a situation or a circumstance presented that was actually right there that I would have to, you know, before
have
I could even...
that decision in the moment.
Because I couldn't even...
type of decision. It has to be something that's in the moment that you would have to decide upon right then in order to say, you know what I'm saying, this is something that I will or will not do. Absolutely.
Exactly. Like, yeah, because people be saying they sure things. Like, I live off of you know, just experience and just knowing. Like, you, it's easy to vision what you would do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure all the time boxers be jumping in the ring like, yo, I'm about to go in and do this. And if it don't play out like that, it ain't that. That ain't what they thought they was going to do. It just ain't happen like that. So I try not to be putting myself in those type of positions.
Absolutely. Huh. Yes. Miss Tony, how you feel about that? No strings attached. Like, something you could definitely say you could do with no strings attached.
I can't say what I would do in the future, but I can say how I try to live my life. And I think from just the time that you guys have known me, you know, I'm always thinking of the next person. You know, I always think how my actions would affect someone else. My words will affect someone else. Because once you put those things out there, you can't take them back. You know, and the words that you say are so powerful and so, they could be so hurtful. And you may not mean it to to the extent that the receiver takes them, but it can hurt someone. So I always try to be mindful of what I say to people, how I say it to people, and the things that I do. You know, that's always in the back of my mind. And I think from you guys knowing me thus far, I hope that you can see that within me.
Definitely. I can see it. I can definitely see it. And I think that is what people are usually missing in their character. Like we said a minute ago about not looking forward so many steps. You know what I'm saying? Like people don't think so many steps ahead as into what they should or should not say or should or should not do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, it's a reaction for every action that you put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people, something happens and then people just jump on the keyboard and start typing in a message or, you know what I'm saying? I always try to sit and think for a minute and try to orchestrate.
I ain't going to lie. I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yes, you have to do that. People don't do that enough.
No, I'm definitely guilty of just jumping on the keyboard.
Absolutely.
Like, and just being expressive. Like, maybe at the wrong time, saying the wrong thing. And what I mean by that is, like, I had to catch myself because, like, when I start, like, if there's something going on, like, especially if it's, like, some author reader and I'm going back and forth with a reader, like, I really have to start catching myself because I'd be like, come on, what the hell is this? What am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Because like a lot of times it'll be something that they really don't really you know they really don't know about it. Like they know about the book aspect, but they may not know what I'm speaking about over here. And I'm being so passionate that I'm not even realizing like what I'm talking to somebody who don't even really know the root of my position on this. They really don't know why I'm saying this. So me trying to convince them is fruitless. So I had to start seeing. Especially if it's habitual, because I had a habit of doing that. So I had to acknowledge it, and then I had to just slowly just, curb that out of my character. Don't be making no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. People, they work on too much emotion. So it's like, you too grown for that. That's what I say, about most of, what I see with people, reacting to things. I'm like, you way too grown for that. Like, I think that sometimes social media puts people back into that high school stage where when you're in high school, you're trying to win affection. You're trying to win friendships. You want to be a part of a clique or a group. You want to be with the ones that bully others, not the ones that's being bullied. And I think that when people get spoken to or whatever in a certain way on social media, I think they go back to feeling ostracized and how they felt in those days in school when you didn't really fit in or, you're losing ground on popularity. We telling my mama jokes and you just lost that round. You know what I'm saying? Just go off. They just lose it.
I'm gonna tell you something too though. Like because I have I have two different feelings on this. Like at the same time, like with the no strings attached, that changes things. Where it's like there's certain things you couldn't do or say before. Or you shouldn't. You knew not to do it, and now people is doing it. So now that also reverses the entire concept of not doing this or saying anything. Because my position is this: like a lot of people be trying to use social media as a tool for their bullshit. Meaning they'll do something and then try to like. Let me give you a perfect example. Something that already actually happened.
Okay.
Wale and Meek Mills had an issue a few weeks ago, maybe like 3 weeks ago or something. Like Meek Mills came on like, yo, F this nigga, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. You know, he wasn't never to my. So people's looking like, yo, why the hell? Like, oh, man, if they was cool, they supposed to have been talking about that in the background. They should have never brought it to social media and this, that, and the third, and boom, boom, boom. And I was looking at this. I'm looking, because I always be trying to, watch things from different angles. So I'm like, yo, you know what? People be using that as a scapegoat too. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be trying to keep you quiet by trying to act like, yo, you shouldn't say, like, yo, you ain't supposed to say nothing. Because you know if you say something, it's like you blowing it up. Yeah, guess what? This person's in the background whispering. So sometimes that's the only approach you can take, because sometimes you really do have to just expose somebody. Like, for real. I'm keeping it real. Like, that's why I said I'm double-edged on this. Like, it's only so long. Like, the rules can't be real on one side of the fence. And what I mean by that is, like, when this person's doing it, it's like, yo, okay, it's cool. But if you strike back, like, yo, look, you know, you did this, that, and the third. And if it's somebody that's favorable, a lot of times they try to hide behind that concept of, oh, they shouldn't have did it like that. Or they could have had a conversation with me. Or they ain't have to blow it up like that. Or, you know, oh, motherfucker snitching or telling or this, that, and the third. Like, people try to use all that type of shit to try to keep motherfuckers quiet after they done did some bullshit. And they be trying to keep it in the dark when the motherfuckers go to exposing them, too. So, like, I be feeling double-edged on that. Like, I be seeing a lot of that shit going on, too. Motherfuckers be doing shit in the dark. Doing the person blow them up. They be like, oh, look, this motherfucker telling or this motherfucker. Nah, get the fuck out of here, yo. You was doing some sucker shit.
You know what that is.
They put a light on you.
They don't have strings attached, but the person has strings attached. Like, that's something that they definitely can't let slide. Like, that's that person's strings. Like, yo, if you say something out your mouth, that's foul. I'm exposing you. Like, so in that aspect, that person who is committed to making sure they check somebody's chin as soon as they step out of line, those are their strings. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's as far as they will go. Like, I'll take this, I'll take that, but if somebody jump up out their face, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the person who actually did the offending, they didn't think the process through, you know, all the way to, you know, what the other person would do, but the other person who came at them clearly has standards for how they deal with people like that. So, yeah, I can see being, you know, on both ends of that spectrum, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You got to, like, people be trying to hide behind shit. Like, sometimes you got to expose motherfuckers sometimes.
You do. Sometimes you just have to pull their skirt up.
For real.
It's necessary to just pull that good old skirt up and expose the drawers that they've
got. Yeah, and I be seeing, too, like, a lot of times when that happens, people be trying to get mad at the person that's exposing the person, but what they don't be realizing is 9 times out of 10, the person they exposed them was doing so much shit in the background that they had no choice but to bring it to the forefront, because now they have to bring the light on all the bullshit that was told in the background that they didn't even know about.
Right.
So anybody that this person was lying to in the background, they can see too, like, yo, hold up now. So this motherfucker's telling me this shit over here. But publicly, this person is saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And now they not saying nothing. You know what I mean? That's what be happening. Like, they'll start trying to take a position of, oh, I ain't going to say nothing because motherfucker's trying to put on a show. You was putting on a show in the background, nigga. You should have came from behind the stage with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's how I feel on that. So that's why I have the double standard on that. Like, I'm looking at it both ways. Like, yeah, you know, certain shit you shouldn't be doing, but at the same time, like, people be trying to use shit. People will always try to find a tool. At the end of the day, my opinion, you have to be able to discern when and when not to react and how not to react. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Me, personally, I'm a thinker. If I have some time to think, chances are I'm going to defeat whoever the adversary is. If I don't have any real time to think and I just have to react, there's no telling what may happen, because I'm definitely about reaction. My reaction time is going to be as spontaneous as my thought. So if I don't have any time, if I don't have any time to think, then my action is going to be as spontaneous as that.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
But
well, I believe that. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was going to say, but, you know, sometimes when you react to something, the person that's reading it is not seeing you, you know, on Facebook or whatever. They're not seeing you, so they don't know what state of mind, where you are at that time, in your feelings. So what you may be putting out on your keyboard, they may take it as, take it in a different light. You know,
that's
you could be having a bad day and someone just said something and just, and you just snap. You know, you didn't necessarily mean to come out that way, but you're reacting through something that you saw, and they can't physically see you to see how you really are when you're saying those words, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense, even if you ain't snapping. Like, you may be saying something intelligent or something, you know, just something general, and depending on the temperature of whatever the pulse is or however people perceive you, when you appear, is what's going to set the tone of what you said. You may not be saying anything wrong, but if people have already have a perception of you in a bad light, whatever you say is going to be perceived wrong, even if, you know, it's not like that, because you're not looking in nobody's eyes, you're not hearing the tone of their voice, and you don't know that they just as calm as day while they saying this to you.
When they ain't
you know
even
what
talking
I mean? Like,
to them, that's the sound.
Yeah.
It's just these people's guilty spirit. Like, a lot of times,
somebody's
even
that
talking to you.
Too.
Like, it's their own, it'd be a lot of people's own guilty spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know that they do these things in the background, sneaky, snaky type things. And then their guilty heart makes them say something. Come on your post and say something, like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have that type of stuff happen to me, but I see it happen a lot. You know, on social media, like somebody
and
is
not just on social media, y'all. Like other places too. Like people just be it be reckless. You know.
Yeah,
what
but
I mean?
You know, if you
There's
got a
no
problem with somebody, I'm from here. Call them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's
For
that serious,
real.
If we have some type of relationship. Because if you could come on my post, you feel comfortable enough to come to me and find out what am I okay and what's going on. We must have some type of relationship.
You know why, though?
But we can go to the side and speak to each other because I'm not finna.
Soon as I see that, though, soon as I see stuff like that, that's when I know it ain't no real problem. Like when I see that people is playing, for real, like when I see people is playing it out for other people but don't want to just have this simple, because it's just a simple conversation. Because no one has done anything that I know about to anybody. That like, unless somebody done put hands on somebody, because that, I ain't going to lie, like, once you put hands on somebody, like, it's kind of over with, like, with coming back to like, you can't, I couldn't be around anybody after that. Even, like, in a win or lose situation, even if it was, like, I got the best of the problem, I couldn't be around them after that.
Yeah.
So, it's not even that it would be a problem. I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable being around them. You know what I mean? That's just real. Like, I would not feel comfortable. If I got to put my hands on somebody, like, I'm definitely not going to feel comfortable around them after that at any point. Because it's crazy. Like, come on. That's crazy. Like, you don't do that. So once it's there, it ain't no real coming back from that. But anything else, like, that's a conversation. Like, you could just...
Yeah, that's it. It's a quick
conversation.
You know,
you could have a conversation, and if you agree or you don't agree, it don't matter, but at least it don't keep... It'll be over with. Like, it'll be brought to the table, and the people that have the issue would have been done, has spoke, then 1,000 other voices who don't have the issue but have an opinion speaking on
about
something.
About the issue. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's what be going on, like, for real.
Well, we got our two guests.
Some,
they have just arrived in the clubhouse. Tony's going to go ahead and give us a brief description about the two authors, and then we're going to bring them right into the clubhouse. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
All right now. Author S.K. Oliver is an author, poet, public speaker, model, and business owner who was born in New York and raised in Georgia. She is the author of two poetry books, Still Standing and Affectionately 360. She decided to take a leap and let the world read her rhymes of reason after several people read her poetry and suggested that she share it. And she was so glad that she did. In 2012, she won the Best Poets and Poems Award for her poetry. In 2010, following the birth of her youngest child, she was diagnosed with SLE, also known as lupus.
Mm-hmm.
Her Her psychiatrist suggested writing in a diary to get her feelings and thoughts out of her mind and down on paper. But Miss Oliver quickly learned that poetry came a lot easier. After the success of publishing her own stories, Miss Oliver decided to go into business with a close friend, and together they launched the publishing company, Black Destiny Publications.
Okay.
And Ebony Oliver has a mission in to raise awareness to the debilitating disease of lupus.
Very good. Very good.
Now, author Tequila Thompson has been writing for a while. She wrote her first book when she was 16 and pregnant, but didn't release her first story until a few years later. She was signed to TVRS as well as G Street, but when her contract was up, she decided to become a free agent. Since the releasing of her latest book, she has had some negative backlash, but she knew that she wasn't going to please everybody.
Find out about those strings attached. Well, go ahead on, Aaron, and bring them in at 470-843.
Hey.
Good evening. Hey. Good evening.
Good evening.
How
good
are
evening.
You?
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
How
okay.
y'all ladies doing?
How y'all
How
making
are
out
you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, man, we're just trying to get in here and chop it up on this, you know, this good topic. We're hearing, you know, some reviews, some different things coming in. She just read your the bio, Tequila, so we're interested in finding out the controversy that is happening around your new book. We're going to let Ms. Oliver go first and let us, you know, get familiar with who she is and what work she has out, and then we'll roll right over to you. Ms. Oliver, how are you? Thank you. Welcome to the clubhouse. Thanks for coming out.
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So definitely help our listening audience get familiar with who you are.
Well, I'm a mommy first.
Definitely.
And I do have two poetry books out and my first novel, which I released a year from my first publication date, titled Flatlines, May of this year. And it was basically kind of a spinoff of my first book, Still Standing. Still Standing was a poetry book geared around me having lupus and just some of the things that I was going through. Mm-hmm. But I got a whole lot of what happened between this and what happened between that and why didn't you tell us about this? So a novel had to come out and tell the entire story as to, you know, what I went through, how I went through it, and just kind of how I got to where I am now.
Okay.
So Flatlined is Ty Davis is really based around me. It was just easier to write it that way.
Okay. Okay. And what type of response are you receiving from the novel? Is it receiving the energy that you wanted to get out there to the reader?
I mean, I've always gotten pretty good responses to my writing because my audience is more of the lupus community and the chronic illness community, people who go through things that I go through.
Okay.
I do a lot of book signings. I do a lot of public speaking with the Lupus Foundation and disease centers and stuff like that. So, you know, I've always pretty much gotten, you know, really good responses.
Okay, absolutely. Well, that's an awesome, awesome thing. Please give the name of that book title again. What book title is that again, please?
It's called Flatlines Almost Doesn't Count.
Okay, and they can get that on Amazon, Nook, Kindle, and all those avenues?
It's everywhere, and also on my website, which is www.authorskoliver.com.
Very good. Well, we're going to get into our subject. I know you've been on the line listening. We're going to dive into that momentarily. Let Tequila introduce herself to our listening audience so they can see who she is and what she has going in her camp. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the clubhouse.
Hi.
they got your voice over there. They got your voice doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll take it light on you. You have a new project out, The Puppet Master. Give us a little bit about that. You said there's a lot of controversy around that particular novel.
Yeah, it's a short story, and it goes into some stuff that I have dealt with in the urban fiction industry based off some authors that I know, but I didn't name names, but it didn't take much for people to put two and two together of who I was talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. So your motivation was your different things that you have gone through with publishing companies, readers, authors. Is this a combination of things?
It's a combination. It was mostly a publisher and then certain authors, but I honestly didn't think it was that bad. But other people.
Oh, well, let me. What do you mean you didn't think it was that bad? Like, you ain't think the book was that bad? Or you
didn't
think the situation?
It like, I didn't think that, you know, it would have got the reaction that it got. Well, I knew it would have been, like, some stuff because the day that it dropped, one of the authors did a vague threat in my inbox. But then a couple of other authors who were, like, based off some of the characters, they were fine with it. But I knew I was going to have an issue with one particular author in general.
Hmm. So who does it? Who was the people to inbox and threaten them? Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
So when you got ready to put this book out, what was your intention? What was the intent behind putting the book out?
My intention with the book, as with every book I release, is to entertain. It's still fiction. I mean, based off some truth, but in the end, most of that stuff is fiction because some stuff I put in there to entertain, like the author has a family, a wife, and then some of that stuff is true with some of the statuses. Like one of the statuses, like a couple of statuses I stole from Treasure because he always gives new authors like advice. So I threw some of his old statuses or some of the statuses that I saw in that book, but other stuff is just for entertainment.
Okay.
Well,
that's awesome.
Hey,
I
actually
read that
book. She's doing us real dirty right now because she ain't telling us who she's talking about.
Yeah, it is. I think that as the strings begin to pull, it'll slowly come out. Aaron. I'm looking towards
Aaron.
Like, of the strings.
And I'm talking
about the bus. I mean, because I'm feeling some type of way about this conversation right now. Because I'm thinking real hard.
When you said people could figure it out. So obviously, this is somebody that people know. That mm-hmm. they're familiar with in the reading community. Now, like honestly, I feel like this is my I thought you was trying to expose somebody like that when I seen the book and seen what the content was about, I was like, okay, she's trying to expose somebody. She tired. She done playing games. Like for real. Like that was my first thought. Like. You know, but now it seems like you like, nah, that ain't what it was. It was something else.
To be an expose, but some of that stuff in that book is true because it is a lot of publishing companies, one in particular, that is known for bullying. Now, I said some stuff is true, but I can't, like, because I use different names, I had to use fiction in the book as well. I wouldn't say... Okay, about 10% of it is fiction, and like the other 90%, yeah, which is
it's
how.
It's all real. Okay, that's okay. What I'm talking about. Let's get to the meat.
You was coming for him. I mean, you know, yeah. You kind of expose people.
Now,
if that's what happened.
Now you had a personal experience with the publishing company you were writing about. Right, so it's not like you speaking. Like when you say 90% fact, like that's where the fact come in at. That you actually had dealings and you know firsthand, you know how things were going.
The brainwashing tactics that go on in that publishing
company. Mm. Wow. Lottie Dot, Ebony, are you still there?
Nanny, I'm listening. Because I told you, I'm feeling some type of way in this conversation. I feel like my criminal justice background need to kick in so I can figure out who she's talking about.
Yeah, so you can at least fingerprint somebody. But we have a caller. Let's take this caller. Maybe they'll help shed some light on the situation, and we'll get right back to live action. Aaron, go ahead and take that caller.
Yes, 931-217. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty Crew, Tequila Thompson and K.S. Oliver. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, my name is Adrian Cunningham. Hello,
hey.
Lady.
How you doing?
How are
you?
How you doing?
Hey. How are you? I was just calling to give y'all some support, and I like the topic, no strings attached, so I'm trying to dive into that, because are we discussing all aspects of no strings attached, like relationship-wise, anything else-wise?
Yeah,
definitely.
We welcome whatever you bring to the table. It's like Thanksgiving here.
Yes.
So I can just bring up something and then y'all just going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it first, and then we're going to follow your lead. It's like a dance that we're dancing. It's the dance session. Like after you put your dish down on the table, we start the dance. You got to join the dance. So we got to make sure everything is in step. We can't lead
Aaron is
on
hell,
your
boy.
Song. Nah, for real, we can't lead on your song. You know what I mean? So we're going to, whatever you dive right in, I'm ready.
Yes. Please dive.
Okay, well, here's my thing on no strings attached. Okay, if you already made that agreement that there's no strings attached, and people start trying to attach strings to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, from a male perspective or a female perspective, like, what?
Hold on for 1 second. What are they trying to attach strings to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to know
what
that.
I feel like I know exactly where she's going with this.
I feel like I know where she's going, but
I need to get a little bit closer to the neighborhood and start recognizing some type of.
Wait a minute, Adrian. We talking about them little relationships that we enter into, where it's just like this is what it is and this is what it's not. I don't want to be your girlfriend. You ain't got to be my boyfriend.
Okay, that's what I thought. When I hear no strings attached, that's the first thing that I assume people are talking about.
Okay. I agree, too. I think
that almost never works, though.
Right. That was my next issue. So we already, okay, we just gone, I don't know how explicit y'all are on the radio station, so I'm going to be PG.
Hey, we can only be as explicit as your voice is, but you got to say it.
Okay, well, if somebody just says, okay, this is a fuck thing, I'm gonna call you when I can get away, boom, 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 all right, fine. Then next thing you know, they texting you every other hour, where you at, what you doing, who's you with, well, why can't you call me right now? Well, then they call them from different numbers and stuff. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, if you tell somebody it is what it is and they step over the boundaries, like,
all right, you want me to tell you the truth?
Go ahead.
Or you want to hear some sympathetic female shit?
Aaron, don't do that. Come on, babe.
I'm not sympathetic. I'm just like, it is what it is with me. So.
All right. Well, let me tell you what happened. Obviously, whoever this guy is, you don't put that thing on.
This is a broad subject. I'm just asking.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you. Whoever this guy is, you don't put that thing on him. He's feeling real special when he's inside you and when he's out. And now he don't want nobody else doing the things that you're doing with him. So the only way to really stop that is to stop giving him them goods. You got to cut it all the way off. If you don't, then you're going to continue to get pressed the way that you are. There it is in a nutshell.
And no pun intended.
Okay. Oh, hell.
It's real, like, really quiet over in my house, but... I'm sitting over here. I got two of my girlfriends with me, and they don't want to say nothing because they look dumbfounded. But I'm glad that you said that because you're a man. So while they sitting over here acting like they don't hear me or hear you because I got it on speakerphone. Thank you very much for what you just now said.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and please continue to listen. Because somebody else may have the same type of situation as you, and they might have some more advice.
Yes, thank you. And
thank you.
We
got
Thank you, Colin.
Yes.
Y'all are
336-251. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty Crew, K.S. Oliver and Tequila Thompson. Who are we speaking
with? Yeah, I just want to say hello to everybody. This is Michael. You know what I'm saying? What's good? How everybody doing?
Oh, man.
I see everybody tiptoeing around everything on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Why everybody tiptoeing?
What you got to say? You got something you
want to
share?
Because if I was one of the, you know, made up characters in the book, of course I'm a part of the Little Puppet Master Chief.
Oh, okay.
You know, Michael, you was the one who tried to throw me under the bus.
No, I ain't trying to throw nobody under the bus, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you was trying to, like, throw it off like it wasn't true, you know, I know a lot of it was true. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I was supposed to be the hater, you know what I'm saying, that he used to expose his shit.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I'm that guy.
And Michael, you are a trip. I just can't with you.
I ain't no trip, but I'm just saying, you know, I ain't no tip going around
with
me.
No filter. You ain't got no filter.
I'm just saying, when you do things to people, you just can't, you know, you just can't. You know, cut a string. It ain't no string cutting once you start messing with me.
True story.
Yeah.
True story. You know Michael just say whatever's on his mind anyway.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, she wrote a book about a hater, a famous hater. You know, a famous hater in the book world. You know what I'm saying? Who found somebody whose voice was big enough to let his little dirty secret out. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, at the time when all that was going on, you know, I didn't really know no better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have fed into it. But I did feed into it.
He spoke on that, though. Like, that's already been covered.
Exactly.
Like, he clearly spoke on that. He said that immediately that night, like, as soon as he had the show. Like, he said that he ain't know no better. He got motherfuckers pulled a finagle. And basically the same type of shit you was writing about in the book.
I haven't read the book yet, but I'm gonna have to check it out. But you know,
I'm gonna read it now because I need to know who's talking about.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
Tequila, you might as well just go ahead and just let the cat out the bag.
Oh wait, well,
like, for real, because everybody know, like it. I mean, if you because it's a purpose behind writing the book.
Mm.
So there's no reason to be like, I mean, of course, I understand that the changing the names and all that for the purpose of, you know, the fiction aspect. But at the end of the day, it's like you was open. When I read it, like, I was like, yo, all right, she's just putting people on to how people was moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times people be giving praise to stuff and they don't really be knowing what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I missed that movement, but we thank you for calling in, Mike, and contributing to the conversation. Please, you know, please continue to voice your opinion and say how you feel.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. He gives it in.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to send me no threatening inboxes. Ain't nobody going to send no threatening calls, no none of that. You feel me? I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't nothing that going to happen. So I'm going to say what I want to say.
I know that's right, Michael. Tell him, Bo.
Well,
I just love Michael. I love his bluntness. He just says what he wants to say.
That's the only way to be real in this world. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave
it. I mean, that's the only way you're really going to get some respect. You know, you start tiptoeing around, people start pushing you over.
True story. And in this business, if you're going to be friends with somebody or if you're going to consider somebody a friend, you better have somebody that's going to tell you the damn truth because otherwise you're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially in the writing game.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Well, we got a ton of hands that just shot up when Mike O came on here, so I guess they got something to say, too.
Yeah, let them in.
Let them in. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, just hold Mike right here for a minute because he might have something else to say. Just you stay right here with us. Mike. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right.
All right,
931-217. Good evening. You live with the Right and Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Who is it? What is their number?
That's a Florida number.
Oh, maybe they just want to listen.
Nah, that's 931.
Hey, how you doing?
They...
Oh, this
this is Adrian Cunningham. I was just standing on the line because I'm listening.
Oh, okay, my bad. Let me, my bad.
Put you back in the queue.
678. Good evening. You live with the Right and Royalty Crew.
That sounds like my mama's number.
That's my mother's number.
Oh, hey, Mama. Hi, how are you? I just wanted to listen. I've just been listening.
Oh, hello. Okay, good evening.
And whose mom is this?
Good evening.
KS's mother.
Oh, KS's mother. Okay, well, congratulations to you on the success of your daughter and her work, and thank you for calling in to listen.
Yes,
thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hi, mother.
Hi, Ed.
That's a blessing.
Okay.
Oh, back in the queue. Go ahead, take that next call.
404. Good evening. You live with the Right and Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Hi, this is also Raquel. Hi, Nene.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Suki.
Miss Tony.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're here topping it up about this, you know, people pulling them strings, some puppet masters, no strings attached. do you have anything you'd like to weigh in on?
Not really. I'm just calling to support KS Oliver. You know, I try to stay out the, you know, Facebook because I don't want to inbox because I go crazy. So
I'm trying to fly at BDP.
Yeah.
We
I'm
going airplanes
crazy,
and
so
out.
I'm going to just tell you that one. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know who the book is about, so, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, if you got the master and you got a little, you know, the little flunkies and stuff, it's all good, but I ain't going to speak on it. That's it.
Well,
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, thank you. That was a good intro to the next portion of the show. We thank you for that.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling back out.
This is
804. Good evening. You live with the Right and Royalty Crew.
Hi, everybody. This is Stacey Thomas. How are you?
Hey, Stacey.
Hey, what's going on, Stacey?
Nothing's going on. I'm just calling in to support and listen to your show.
Oh, we thank you.
We appreciate you.
Y'all see how Black Destiny turns up? I love it.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
I'm enjoying it as always, wishing everybody best, especially Ebony. I'm going to sit back and laugh, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It's a lot of laughing going on. We're going to get right back to live action. Oh, go ahead, Aaron. Take it to the hip. We got Mike O on here now. He has a voice, and it's large, and, you know, exposing is going down. So go ahead, Aaron. I'm here. I'm going to sit back and sip my tea.
I just want to know who, like, what prompted you really to write this book? What made you want to write this book? What made you want to be the one? Because other people stepped away from the company, different things like that. What made you feel like you wanted to go ahead and put a book out there?
It wasn't really one particular thing, but one person, like, I'm really close to was, like, being bullied, like, really, really bad by that company and that guy. So,
yo,
and
let me ask you a question real quick. Do you got some type of clause in a contract somewhere where you can't say people's name or something?
Yeah. No, do you need me to do it?
Because I'm asking, I want to ask you that before, because if you can't say it, I die, because I don't know why you're not saying it. And it is what it is, but if there's a legal clause
mm-hmm.
or something, like is there a legal clause in place where you can't say the name?
God. No, it's not. Well, anyways, the company is Team Bankroll Squad, who I was formerly signed to before I signed with U Street, and the dude is David, which it doesn't even take much to put that together. But I wrote it because he was bullying, like, a person who I'm really close to. She's, like, older, and, like, it's certain things you don't do to people. And, like, I did my share of dirt, like, because I used to flirt a lot with him or whatever, but he can say whatever about me because I own up to everything I did. I even put some of the stuff in the book that went on, and then it's going to be in the second one. So, I mean, I don't got shit to hide. So, but at the end of the day, it's certain things you can do to people, and certain things you shouldn't, because nobody says nothing. He does all this shit to people, and nobody says a thing to him because he has all his little...
So where do you think the real fear factor comes from?
Well, I was about to ask the same question because she sounded like she was scared to even say it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish I was getting them inboxes and shit. He don't want to say nothing to me, though. He know better. You know what I'm saying? He can listen to this. We can world star hip hop it out. You know what I'm saying? Word up. That's how I feel about it.
What I told you about some sensors.
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But that's what
I mean. Bring it down, boo. Bring it down. I know what you mean.
He said, but that's what I mean.
No, that is what he means. Let me tell you something. Michael is a problem. I met him when I first came in this business, and I have never known him to tell me anything that ain't been the truth. He has no sensor.
Yeah, I'm really not into that, though. But let's get back to the book, though. Let's get back to her book.
I'm trying to figure out where I want to understand where this fear factor comes from. Like, where does the fear factor come from? How is it created? Where's the root of it? How does it exist? Because even now it seems like now you over here, like you on G Street now, you in a whole nother area, a whole nother family. Good things is good. Shit is good. Like, where is the fear factor coming from?
But I was really just trying to, like, be calm. I didn't speak on, like, I dropped the book and I didn't say anything, because the ironic part, when I dropped the book, almost everyone who signed to one of his sub-companies and signed under him read the book and they liked the book. But a situation happened where one of his authors left a positive review for my book and kicked her out. And she
He
fell out with her. He had his little group of people come after her because she read and reviewed my book, and it was like a whole situation. And she told
But he left a review, though. He left a review, and I still got it. You know what I'm saying? I seen y'all took it off of Amazon, but I still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Say?
And then everybody who read it know that that was his handwriting. You know, I mean, just how he moved.
What did
he
say?
One. Oh, yeah, I had to send it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I sent it to you. Yeah, I sent it to anybody. You know what I'm saying? I still got it. I don't know why y'all deleted it. You know what I'm saying? But it was real disrespectful.
Wow. Tequila, what did he say? Paraphrasing or word for word. What did he come at you with?
I didn't read it word for word, because after about the second sentence when he said something about my daughter, then I was like, this isn't about my book. So you speak about
things
I don't like, take
lightly as
people talk about.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
The thing he wrote in that review, I still have messages in my inbox so I can dispute everything he has said about me. So if he wants to go that way, then I can do that shit too, because there have been situations that he put in that review that weren't true, and I can go in my inbox, way back in my inbox, and, like, expose everything that went on. Like, I don't understand where he got that from, because it was a one-star review, the only one-star review it got. But when somebody wrote on it, it got deleted, because I can't do it from my phone. So if I could have, I would delete it when I first saw it, when I saw that shit about my daughter, but I didn't.
I know, I still got it. I don't want you to be mad at me. I still got it, though.
Michael.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, that's just real disrespectful, and I just really look at it like, you know, I can't even believe they're doing this in publishing, but y'all boys want to play street, come and play street. I ain't but a tank of gas away from them. You feel me? And they ain't came and see me yet. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really about that life, but then they want to sit around, run around, you know, bullying people. Like, this ain't supposed to be the book game. This ain't what the book game about. I left the streets to get away, you know, trying to get away from that with books, and stumble on this.
For real. That's just crazy.
Wow.
Really is.
I'm still
trying to figure out where the fear factor comes from. Like, how is he pulling the strings?
How is he pulling the strings?
The puppet master. Describe the strings that's being pulled.
I want to say it's mainly sexual, because...
You said sexual?
If you're in that...
Wait a minute.
Listen, listen, don't be embarrassed, Joe, because this
yeah,
type
if he
of
a prostitute, start calling one.
This,
shoot, he called
shit,
you all kind of stuff in that review.
This right here needs to be exposed because I'm going to
tell
you something from the outside.
Like you got a bodyguard on the phone already.
Let,
so I,
let me
just
tell
say
you
what
I see
say
from the outside looking in. Honestly, this is me from the outside looking. I see a lot of times. I see the other little antics he be pulling, but what be disturbing me more than that is I see a lot of mothers of children of kids serving his bullshit up and co-signing it, and he be so disrespectful to women, and these women mothers have daughters,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they be picking up this baton and running with it. So
wow.
They
probably got stuff in common.
Outside.
I feel like they all got something in common. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say what, but I just probably feel like they got something in common.
Wow, that's crazy.
Y'all should see my face, because truth be told, I ain't know nothing about none of this.
But wait, what I'm saying is this: he got dudes and females that back him. So if it's sexual for the females, and y'all saying that he ain't about that life, how does he have all them dudes like? All up and on.
I mean, because they was broke bum niggas off the street. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can sign somebody that's looking for money. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can sign anybody that's looking for some money. If you got some bread, you can buy you some street niggas, but you ain't gonna buy no real niggas.
Wow. That
was a mouthful.
Yes, it was.
That's real cool, though.
No, I mean, because it is what it is.
That's
in any
honest,
situation,
bro.
Not just this one. That's anything.
Yes.
Like, people got to start being honest with themselves first.
Absolutely. I think we got some callers with their hands up, Aaron. I can't tell who.
Yes, we
hand
do.
Has
we got a bunch of callers. Let me see. I'm gonna start right here with this 360-438. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Aaron. It's Jane Pinella.
Hey, what's up,
Hi.
Jane? How you feeling?
How are you?
Hey, Jane.
All the way from
hey,
the West
guys.
Coast.
Hey, right. I'm doing good, but I just want to tell y'all that I'm the one she's talking about that he bullied, the
wow.
older
oh, I'm
woman.
Sorry, love.
So let me
oh,
just tell you real quick
up.
How he does things.
Wow.
Excuse me. He is a manipulator, controller. He has the gift of gab. People are vulnerable, whether it be male or female. And that's just how he does it. He's a pimp, and he pimps books, and he pimps women, and that's just the way it is.
Plain. I like that. Plain Jane. This Jane Pinella, everybody. She is dead serious. Y'all heard it out her mouth first. She's
wow.
speaking from personal experience.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a bully, period. And women are vulnerable, and they believe what he says, and they treat you like family, and, you know, some people don't have people behind them, and, you know, and then when you don't do exactly how they think or act, when you support somebody else, another author, whatever, then you get bullied.
Oh, so you're not even allowed to support other authors.
It's subliminal. They drop so many books. I mean, you know, you go broke if you try to buy other people's books. But if you're in a squad, that's all you're going to be able to buy. Because once you start buying or leaving reviews, when I leave a review, my name is on a review. Because that's how much I care about leaving a review for an author.
Right.
And when I was with them, and you know, Aaron, I told you this before, that I lost all my core authors. I stopped reading all the people I've been reading. For 8 or 9 years, paperbacks, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't
dealing
listening.
With
I'm,
them full.
I'm never going to say anything that me and you talk about unless you say it.
Yeah.
For
well,
real,
we discussed it, you know, and that's, you asked me where was, you know, why did I step back? Where was I, you know?
Wow.
And I told you, and I told other authors the same thing.
Wow.
I fell for the okie dokie,
oh,
and, you know.
I began
emailing
some other readers, like, you know, I wasn't supposed to read you, but I read your book. I love your book, you know, because it started out, I guess I was supposed to be a hater and couldn't write. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit real. He do that. I ain't never seen it before in my life.
It's subliminal. It truly is. It's not something that.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, James. How do you get outed? What's the outing process
from
the
whole the whole thing was I supported an author that left the group, and when she left, when Alicia Howard left the group,
mm-hmm.
one day it was all love for her, and the next day they were all in her shit saying all this bad stuff. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. How can you one day be this and one day be that? And, you know, so then he deleted me, and then they started saying shit like what I was doing in the, on the squad page, because it's a closed page, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kicked me out, and then it was on from there.
Wow.
And when I was diagnosed with cancer, they tried to say I didn't have cancer, that I was playing on people, you know. So whatever, it is what it is. But I'm over here fighting for my life. I don't need his bullshit. But that's who why she wrote the book, was about me.
Wow. Wow. So. That is disheartening. You know, to know that you have supporting readers like that, you know, you're not even in those types of circles. You're an older, more mature reader, seasoned reader who, you know, who definitely I think is, you know, picking work that satisfies your palate, and then have to have, you know, be bullied into, you know, buying only one company's book, or, you know, not leaving reviews. That's crazy. Is that really
yeah.
going on?
I hear now that they're paying for reviews now. And I don't know if they are, but I'm hearing that's what's going on as well. So,
no,
I don't know.
I
read a book, I leave a review. If you see my name, you know I read your book.
Right,
you know.
Exactly, and that's the way it should be. I've had a new author come into the game and ask me, you know, in my inbox, would I switch reviews, you know, five-star review. I was like, did you read my book? And he was like, well, no, I didn't, but if you send it to me, I'll read it, then leave your review. I said, absolutely not. I pride myself on my readers being able to go and read reviews from people who have really read the work and who admire my pen, not someone who pops up and says, well, I have a new book out. You know, you review mine, I review yours. Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. You know, it's about giving the readers honest opinions, whether their opinion is they like the work or they didn't like the work. Either way, you want to give each reader opportunity to do that. But to, you know, to use scare tactics and all of that, that's crazy. That's crazy, but we thank you for calling in and pointing out. Thanks for a good show, you guys. Tequila, I love you. Mike, what's up? What up? I'll talk to y'all later. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got to call me, Jane.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Absolutely. Damon, take that other caller. Whew, it's live in the clubhouse tonight.
931. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Adrian. I'm staying on here because y'all got me 38 hot now, so it's really going to be whatever. I cannot stand manipulative, low-down-ass niggas, and I don't know who y'all talking about in specific, but if he is a friend of mine on Facebook, bitch, unfriend me now. Because let me tell you something. I'm sorry that you went through that. I really am. I'm so sorry. But one thing I can say about my publishing company, all you're going to get from them is 100% realness. Ain't no side talking. It is what it is. And that motherfucker can unfriend me because I don't think any man has the right to try to manipulate, you know what I'm saying, tell somebody what they can and can't read. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, they are serious, and I think they already said who it was. They said it was what, Aaron? Who did they say it was?
They said it was David Weaver. He got a thousand different aliases.
Adrian has no idea who that is.
Because I'm about to write his name down, and I'm gonna call them my friends, and I'm gonna see if that motherfucker's on my damn friends list, and he's about to get an unfriended. Because I don't, that's not cool. That's really got me hot right now, like for real. I can't. Ooh, I can't stand people like that. Like really? Wow. Well, no, let's get to somebody's other callers, because it might be somebody else that wants to try to defend, you know. We got 914. Good evening. You live with the Writing Royalty crew. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, y'all. This is Tanya.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Miss Tony. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Nene. Hey, Leisha. Hey, Ev.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
girl.
showing some 914 for F number one, but yeah, I've definitely been listening. And I actually went to Tequila's page because I was curious as to who she was talking about, and I thought I knew who she was talking about, but I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh,
you know,
wow.
I thought she was going to be a little, you know, show some diplomacy since it's going to be a puppet master too, but since it's out there, okay.
Okay.
But I would say he's not the only one, just from what I'm reading, you know, with the Facebook drama. I'm like, really? This is some girl stuff.
It really is. For real.
It really is.
Straight female stuff.
What else have you seen?
Oh, hey, Michael. Michael, keep it real. Michael had me laughing every day. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Michael is out of control.
Michael,
I don't know how to be nothing but myself, though. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
Michael,
what you said.
Well, thank you for definitely for calling in. You got to, you know, share with the readers so they can know, you know, what's going on and be able to judge properly, you know, because we have a lot of readers who see things going on with, you know, authors back and forth, but they don't really know the real behind what's happening, you know, business-wise, you know, personally, whatever the case is, and then they make judgments and they, you know, they try to turn other readers away from authors. I think that it's good to let the readers sit down and actually hear from authors and from readers what's happening to them, you know what I'm saying, so that you don't have that cloud over you like your favorite is so great and they busy doing snaky stuff to people in the background. But, you know, definitely thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
If they
I'm
just saying, like, someone that's in that particular group or just anyone in general, if they do have someone telling them what to do and they actually follow it, what does that say about them, though?
Mm.
That's the other side to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but I think that Jane touched on that. A little bit when she was saying that number one, like you gotta be number one when she said that he's a pimp, that means a lot. Like they looking for the weak, and she said most of these people are vulnerable, not vulnerable in the sense that they may be stupid, but vulnerable in the sense that they may be going through something. Like her thing was cancer, so it seemed like that group was a support group for her until she did something that the group said, hey, don't do. You know what I mean? So it's like. That's when it became corny, because when you're going through something, you're in a depressive state, if you have people that you can't go to and talk to, even if you know it's bullshit, to you it be seeming real because the people that be closest to you may not be giving you that real attention.
That's a very true statement.
So it creates
very
a falsehood.
Statement.
You know what I mean? It creates a falsehood, and you start attaching to things that really aren't of you, but you become of it because it has absorbed you and accepted you.
Definitely.
It's true because, you know, I go through the lupus, and it comes with the depression and, you know, the pain and the chemo, and I go through a lot of stuff. And sometimes you want somebody who understands you, and then sometimes I shut down completely and I won't talk to anybody at all. But that's just me. Everybody deals with it differently. But I know once upon a time I did wish that people just understood more in the beginning when I didn't understand it. So that's a very true statement, very true assessment.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing but the truth for you. But we definitely appreciate you calling in, for sure.
Yes, thank you.
And sharing your opinion. Please stay and listen. Continue to listen.
Of course I am.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
240-354, good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
240?
240?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, that's you. It's really you.
Hi, this is Papaya.
Hey,
put
how you doing?
In?
This is Papaya. How
are you? Oh, Papaya. Oh, Papaya.
Hey, sissy.
Hi, Papaya.
Hey, Papaya.
Hey, y'all. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you barely. Talk right into your mic.
I was just listening to the show, and I agree with Adrian. I'm over here fuming and pissed because I don't care who you are. You can't tell me what the fuck to buy. Excuse my language, but I'm mad. You can't tell me what to buy with my money. And I know that he did that to some other people, but on another note, they allowed him to do that because I wish a motherfucker would. I am fired up over here. Like, oh, my God, y'all giving him too much power.
too much power. Mm-hmm. He got the right one. That's all I can say. Is he got the right one?
I'm with Papaya. I ain't met the person that could tell
and
me what to do.
And I got a leave, and I got a woosaw on this one, because that's crazy.
Mm.
That is totally crazy that they can't
mm-hmm.
buy no other book. Really? Where they do that at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and let other people call on because I got the because I got a lot to say about this.
DC in the house.
Yes, DC is in the house, and like
Dolphin
I said,
City.
He got the right ones.
Yes, that's crazy. That is crazy. It is crazy. Readers should have the freedom to read whatever it is that they want to read from any genre. You know what I'm saying? If it's outside
exactly.
of genre,
from any
inside.
Author, it don't matter what publication company they're from. I don't care if it's from Good Right Ass Down the Street. If I want to buy his book, I should be able to buy the motherfucking book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad today is Monday because I don't curse on Sunday, but...
Oh, shoot.
I had this show on a good day, but I'm not going to hold it up, but I got more to say, but I'm still listening. I had to write something on my dad's old Facebook page when I heard that. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And they might as well tell me,
out
too.
What?
Wow.
You know what, Nene? I blame you, because you said this earlier. I blame Nene.
What I do?
Come
on,
we going to
turn
it up.
I'm like, oh, okay, but I wasn't listening.
Listen,
y'all have a good
evening.
Yes,
thank,
yes.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
337-794.
Good evening. You live with the Writing World. You cool.
All right. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. This is Daryl Freeman, Jr.
How you
Hello,
doing, Daryl?
Honey.
Hi, Daryl.
I'm good. I was just calling to show K.S. Oliver some love and the rest of the authors some love.
Wow, thank you.
More BDP in the house.
Thank you for being here.
Anytime, and just being an author myself, we just got to do what we got to do to make sure our voice is heard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you been listening in on the show this evening?
Oh, I've been listening.
Okay, so how do you feel about what you've heard so far, being an author, being in the industry, hearing that these scare tactics are going on with readers and other authors. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but he wouldn't punk me like that. I'd fuck him up. And I'm going to continue to support whoever I want to support. I mean, I can
mm-hmm.
care less what anybody else think, you know what I mean? This
right.
This business, you got to be about your business in this business, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
are 100%
you know
correct.
What I mean? You got to do your homework and, you know, make sure you do what you got to do to push yourself out there, you know? You can't be worried about all this other drama that's going on.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
And you can't sit back and let them walk over you either.
Absolutely not.
You definitely can't
absolutely
do that
not.
Ever.
Thank you. Yes, but thank
you
for showing your support.
We definitely appreciate you calling in.
And the show.
Before we take this next caller, I'd just like to say you are live with the Writing Royalty Show. We
mm-hmm.
have the fabulous Nene Capri, the wonderful Miss Toni Doe. Our excellent Miss Leisha's absent tonight, but we're here. She's here with us in spirit, and I'm
yes.
Aaron Bebo. And I see all your calls. I'm about to take everybody, but I just want to say that if we equal opportunity show, like anybody want to call in and try to defend what's being said, don't be afraid to press your one and just say
okay.
whatever you want to say because you'll be heard.
Definitely, definitely. I think I hear some background noise from your mic. So please, if you're not talking and you have background noise, mute your mic until they call you so that we don't have that, so that they can hear everything that the authors have to say. We want to make
okay.
sure that they're being heard.
Yes, indeed. 614.
Absolutely.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
614-902. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
Aaron, hey, Toni. Hey, Nene. This is Kiana.
What's
hey,
up, Kiana? How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, man.
Hey,
we are, now that you showed up, everybody is all right. Please weigh
yes.
in.
Okay. Now, I
let
do not agree with
told. Please let the
truth
be told.
Okay, first of all, I do not agree. I like papaya, and I'll buy whatever the fuck I want to buy at the end of the day. But because y'all motherfuckers listening, whoever doing it, that says a lot. You know what I mean? Y'all follow, y'all jumping on the bandwagon and doing it. At the end of the day, y'all do what he told you to do. Y'all stupid asses. I mean, that's just stupid to me. What the hell? At the end of the day, y'all following up, and you can see it all on Facebook. Y'all following right behind them and doing it. And fucking it up even more. Okay, your personally does what you allowed him to do.
Okay.
You allow him to control your pockets, he's going to control your pockets.
Because
that's the one he's controlling your pockets.
So do you feel like more people are waking up and straying away from, you know, his control, or is it still just as rampant as it was before?
I think it is that they're catching on, and then they're getting mad, and then saying something. They're leaving the call. They're breaking away. But it was cool when y'all was doing it to other people, though. You know, when you was on the team, mm-hmm. And you was batting at 100%. But then when you strike out, you got a problem with it.
Wow.
That's a flip side. That's definitely a flip side right there.
People were participating
in the ridicule and the any of the tactics that was going on over there, and then they get ousted or whatever happened, like.
And now it's a problem.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you can't be. I definitely agree with that. Like, I'm 100% on that
problem.
Too.
So you said you can't pull the strings, then get mad when the strings get pulled.
And then
you
get mad. Then get mad when you go to pull them and they ain't there.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Like, there's definitely some people that was over there that aren't over there anymore that I still be like, I'm not fucking with you.
Right.
So, like, it's because of the shit that they did, though.
Mm.
Not because of anything that, you know, dude did personally. I base everything on a individual basis. You know, if I see a group of individuals doing a bunch of dumb shit, then that just be individuals doing dumb shit. If I see other people doing their own individual thing in the midst of that, I could recognize that too. So I be holding people accountable for their own shit.
You're right. I don't fool them like that. But in another thing, I would not. You know, I don't roll with them and I don't mess with them like that. But at the end of the day, I can't knock his hustle because the man can hustle. The man's a hustler. You got to give it to him. At the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't knock his hustle because he's doing him. But it's just the way he's doing it.
Yeah. As long as you're doing you and it's not hurting or affecting, you know, other people in a bad way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I gotta say, like, if we gonna cut it clean like that, then it can't be no other side. It's just that one side because, like, the fucking murderer can't get mad at the crack dealer. You feel me?
No.
Or the rapist. At the same, because the whatever they shit was, that was their thing. If your thing was selling crack and his thing was taking pussy, then you know what I mean, like. So, like, if we can't cut it that clean, if we're going to cut it.
Okay.
If we're going to try to cut it that clean, then it ain't no other side. Because you can't, like, it's like, for real. It's people that, it's hustlers, and then it's people that's out there snatching old ladies' purses.
Snatching old ladies' purses.
Different.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a big-ass difference. So we can't cut it that clean, because if we do, then guess what? We got to silence our whole argument.
Okay.
You're right. You got a point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a limit to the hustle. Like, okay, you hustling, but, you know, it's a limit to the hustle? I mean,
let me tell you something.
It ain't no limit.
It's not a limit, but what it is a structure. Even with the hustle,
right.
Like, on the block, there was people. The real dope dealers were smacking the shit out of the people that were selling fake shit and robbing the customers. But they had to let them know, like, yo, look, you can't do that shit over here. It's not
right.
That I'm knocking your hustle, but, nigga, you knocking mine when you doing that shit, because now they don't want to come over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's a structure. And when the structure is broken, Yeah, for real. When the structure's broken, when the structure's broken down, then shit start leaning or it be getting ready to fall apart, and that's what's gonna happen. So, like, that's the situation with this situation. We can't be like, yo, but hey, man, the nigga's a hell of a hustler, and he's stealing from a mother who's in a shelter who's barely feeding her kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We can't afford that.
Wow.
You feel me?
Yeah.
If we do, then it got to be clean cut all the way around. Every time somebody do something, it's just forgiven. He's a hustler.
Well, damn, okay, Karen, when you put it like that, the game free, the hustle sold separately.
Exactly.
The game's for free. Truth be told, game is free, but the hustle sold separately.
I'm going to just tell the truth. Like, that's my thing. I'm going to call the ball and strike a strike.
Definitely. Absolutely. We thank you, Kiana, for calling in.
You're welcome. Call and get your next set callers in.
Thank you so much, Kiana.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye, baby girl.
937. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Stacey Johnson Leonard.
Oh, you back in?
Hey, Stacey.
Hi, family.
What's up?
I missed y'all. I missed the show yesterday. I'm sorry.
It's all good. We got another one on Sunday. But this one right here is definitely live. Aaron took you out the queue again. We're not realizing the hands are so up. It's they all over the place. So we got Mike O on here. We got Oliver on here, K.S. Oliver. We had Tequila on here. They're weighing in. Tequila has her new book out, Puppet Master, exposing, different things in the industry and in the game. Tequila, is there anything else that you want the readers to know or understand, you know, about your motives behind this book?
I think what people don't understand why his readers are as loyal as they are, he takes his readers and he makes them authors. Or the ones he don't make authors, he gives them publishing companies. So when you look at it, like, at what he's doing, that's how he keeps them the way he keeps them, because eventually they think they're going to get everything that he has, but this nigga just bought a man. And, like, half of his authors are out there struggling.
Wow.
Bones be off.
Another mouthful.
I be seeing that shit on Facebook. Like, I don't be saying that, but I be like, come on, man. Like, how the hell is Cat over here posting up in joints and talking all this shit with wings on it, all this fly shit, and Shorty over here talking about her phone about to get cut off in 20 minutes?
Wow.
Like, for me, like, honestly, I'm going to just keep it a million. Like, even if I was a boss, I couldn't even do that. A real boss wouldn't do that. That's how you know shit is wrong, because I'm not going to have no fucking niggas around me looking bad. That taints my character. I'm talking all this bullshit, and the nigga walking with me, jumping out the car with me is the same nigga that's wiping my shit down with a rag when it get dirty? No. Like, that's gone, man. That shit is crazy.
That is. That's crazy. Wow. Where's Mike?
That's another mouthful.
I'm on here. I'm just listening. Wait for the right callers.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm texting Michael Drake in his inbox right now. That's why he ain't talking.
I want people to know that it's an equal opportunity show. If anybody feel any different about anything that's being said, all they gotta do is press day one. I'm gonna bring you right in. I don't know who's who. I'm just taking calls as they come. Like, I don't want nobody to think that this was a setup and people was just talking about people behind their back, or I missed the show. I wish I would have heard about it, because I know everybody done heard about it. I can look at the call. I see how many callers is here just listening. Everybody done heard about it. So I don't want nobody to be talking about later on that they ain't get a chance or nothing, because I'm not discrediting nobody. Anything I said about this situation is shit that I seen or shit that I know. I'm speaking from
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Go ahead, Stacey.
This is Stacey. I just want to know the name of her book, because it sounds very interesting.
The Puppet Master.
I'm gonna read that 5 minutes ago.
That's the name of the book. Everybody needs to go cop that right now. If you want to know really what the show is about, what the core of most of these conversations and comments were coming from, just go one click the book, The Puppet Master. It's out there. And, you know, the second installment is coming very shortly.
I just want to let them know that the books are always posted on Writing Royalty Facebook page, so you can always head over to there and see what books we're discussing for each show.
Yes, indeed. But you got anything else, Stacey?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? You talking to Stacey?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no. I called in to say hi, and I wanted to know the name of the book and to tell y'all I love y'all. And I'm going to tell you who y'all was talking about at the beginning of the show. I kept listening. I said, no, maybe I'm wrong. And then y'all said the name. I said, okay, I was right. So,
okay.
I love y'all. Have a blessed, positive, productive rest of the evening.
Yes, we love you, too. We're going to put you back in the queue. Thank you. So, back to live action. Let me ask you this, Tequila. How was the process on the setups? Like as far as authors being paid and people getting what they were supposed to get per their contract.
Mine was 60-40, but I was signed to a sub company. But the thing with some of his sub companies, if you don't get the rescission contract that I got, they own your book characters. So there was an issue with one author who's not signed with one of those publishing companies. I can't remember the name right now, but it's one of his sub companies. She was writing another book, but she couldn't use the characters from the book that she released under that sub company because they owned it.
They own the characters that she created?
Her book.
How many contracts were authors really signing per deal? Sound like 2-3 different contracts going on.
Sign one, but that's the thing. If you really don't read what they're signing and you're believing on the hype, you're just going to sign. Like, when I got offered to get let go from my contract, I got a rescission contract, which means everything came back to me. And because I think she finished out her contract, she did all three books under them, she couldn't release, like, any of those old characters she released under them into a new book.
Wait a minute.
The characters that the author created in their book, meaning the ones that they created on their own, they couldn't use in another book?
I kind of understand that anyway, though, because
but at the end of the day, the publishing company owns the rights to the entire story.
Right.
So that ain't even really too much to be stipulated against. Unless you get your rights back, then that's gonna be kind of universal. Like, that ain't nobody really getting jerked right there. I'm not gonna even try to act like, you know what I mean? It's no shade on that, because that's kind of like standard. That can happen anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, if you're taking characters out of books, and you can pretty much start the whole series over, which takes from the series that the publisher actually holds. You know what I'm saying? If you go write another book, you call it something else. You're not calling it that particular name, but everybody who was in that book, it's like another part to the series that publisher will get, jipped from, because you took the characters. So yeah, a lot of publishing contracts have that stipulation that you can't take, you can't write outside your name while you're with them. You can't take characters. So yeah, people need to read and know what they're signing before they sign these contracts, because then you jump up in the middle of the stream when you realize you done lost your paddle, and then you're like, oh shoot. But you got to be reading. But go ahead, Aaron. I digress.
No, I was just saying, like, that's pretty much standard. Like, I mean, I'm sure there was definitely some things that were going on over there that wasn't supposed to be going on. But, like, some things really, honestly, are just really business. And if people don't know business, then it's going to look – because what I'm seeing a lot in publishing today, honestly, is that a lot of people are really looking at publishing on how they think it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it should be like this. Like, books should cost this much, or the cover should be like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think now a lot of times it'd be the perception of the people in it. That really don't always equate to business, because it may be totally off from how business is supposed to be conducted.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Then at the end of the day, and not just even now, like even you hear some horror stories from back in the days with some veteran authors, oh, I was getting jerked, and then you go back and look into what really happened, it's like, nah, you didn't get jerked. Like, you signed it. You said this. And you still agreed to this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because people, if you don't know something, then, you know what I mean, it's like, but, you know, that doesn't excuse some of the other shit. Like, I don't, there's no way that that's not, it's not in the contract where you can't support other people or you can't do this or you can't do, there's nowhere in the contract where you sign away your individualism. More
no,
to the point.
That you sign away your individualism, whatever you just say, you know what I'm saying, that came out there right now. But it's drilled into your head, like, once you're in there. Like, see me, I didn't, like, I know they say, like, watch everybody who was signed under there, but when I was signed under there, I didn't participate in none of that, if that was going on, mainly because, like,
I know, that's why I mean you still talking. No.
Yeah, I like, my dad came on Facebook, and he was like, my daddy like to check me.
But I have a quick question before we switch gears, and, you know, we won't be here to have this conversation in a few minutes. My question is this: if he's using, you know, I gotta find this out. This sexual aspect, I have to come back to this. Is everybody like in the stable? Like, how does that work? Like, what is happening? You know, like all the, you know, the women, they pretty much are with him. I'm trying to think. They've used the word pimp. I can't wrap my mind around what's happening.
They're not all with him. Like, some of them are. And then, like, others, like,
some of them.
Like, he's a flirt. And, like, he has weird words. Like, I don't know if you ever seen any of his statuses, but he talks about licking pussy all the time.
Oh, no. So that, oh.
So that's the rod. Okay, so that's, let me go change my fishing pole rod and shit. Get some new thread in my rod. What the hell? So that's the rod? My God.
They look like I'm going to have to switch mine, though, too.
Yeah.
Harry, you know,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, I'm
going to have to get in on
day.
That.
I eat pussy all day. Million books sold. Like, yeah. I'm mean, like, yeah. That's what I got to do? Like, that's it? So I want to kill on the average. How many women, because you sound like he had a little harem. You said some of them are, and you giggled like that. I was like, yeah. Like, you saw the picture of people like her, maybe her too. So, like, what they're saying,
Aaron, that it's some slippery talk. So his tongue game is fire. Both literally and figuratively, that's what they're saying. This is what they're saying.
He can lick a woman for 3 hours and not get tired. And, like, of course, as a female, you're going to be curious. In a lot of
what
moments.
Woman was that, though?
Who was that?
Killer.
That was the killer. She signed
they,
right
they
up.
They push away.
Like, 3 hours?
Tequila,
like,
you signed up.
They push you away.
She's like,
wait,
3 hours. Nigga, send the contract.
Wait a minute. We have to know. We have to know. Tequila, can you confirm? Is it confirmed?
I didn't confirm it.
You don't think they convinced me with that statement. I'm not convinced. She had 3 hours to waste that afternoon. She was like, well, shoot, I ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? I'll find out. I might as well find out. Bring the contract with you, nigga. Just bring the contract with you, because you said it. I might as well find out.
Bring the contract and some Altoids, nigga. Start to get shit sizzling up in there.
Joe was nice and calm. We were skipping around the mulberry bush. Mike O came through the door. He pushed the chairs open and was like, look, I have all this around the mulberry bush.
just say what it is. This is what's happening. I can't understand that Aaron, I don't know what Aaron's doing. And poor Miss Oliver, is she still even here? I don't even know. She's still, she clutching her pearls.
I'm here, honey. I'm just listening because I am shocked over here.
Yeah, I mean,
I was shocked at the 3 hours. That's a lot.
I got something to do.
I guess my thing is that I'm on Facebook
like my next,
all the time. But
my next
one over my
head. To be 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's going
ladies,
over my head.
Little, I go for 3 hours and 15 minutes, ladies. Go get my book and join the cult.
Oh my God!
Look, we're gonna be called the Tongue Tribe. We'll be the Tongue Tribe over here.
Michael done wrote the Facebook Chronicles. I need to go find out what's in there, too.
Yeah, for real. I got to go read these things because I'm out of the loop. I don't be knowing what's
in the loop, too, because I didn't know nothing, honey. I'm over here, mouth wide open and everything. Like, this really happens in real life? Is this real? I feel like I'm on an episode of Punk, but it's all right.
It's okay.
I haven't met the person that can tell me what to do just yet. But, I mean, you know, whatever works. You like it, I love it.
Wow. That is wow, and he's only doing this stuff for the women. Because the men are under control. But I think Mike O pointed this out that what did you say, Mike O? How is he manipulating the men? Because I missed that.
Oh yeah, he had to take care of them like they little girls. Them niggas ain't got no hustle of their own, so they gotta latch on to him. You know what I'm saying? If that's your claim to fame, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Yeah, but people gonna learn real quick. All money ain't good money.
Yes, indeed.
It ain't good money. We rolling with him.
Yes,
all money
we got
ain't
another
money.
Caller.
Okay, bring him in. Wow.
862. You're live with the Right and Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, is you're really live. It's you.
Shut up. How y'all going?
We're good.
We're good. How are you?
This is Kenesha.
Oh, Kenesha, hi. How
hey,
are
what's
you?
Going on? Well, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I just was calling in for my support. I have read The Puppet Master, and I've also read Fake Book Chronicles by Mike O.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So
I
appreciate
those
that. Books.
What do you think about The Puppet Master? Were you thinking
TBRS
immediately? Or?
Oh, I knew who it was right away. Just reading it, already knew who it was. But what got me, my favorite part in there was like the little treasure blue little statuses she put in there was hilarious. I had to even like make a status out of it and tag her in it. And I think I tagged Treasure in it.
Yeah, he got mad. He don't like that. He kind of voiced his opinion. He ain't really like that.
He didn't care for that?
Nah, he ain't care for that at all.
Oh, what did y'all say?
Oh, no, not. I ain't talking about the status that you did. I'm talking about the book.
Yeah,
he book. He didn't hear the book.
He's really well set, but he's good.
And him. It's not attacking to him. It's just showing some of the things that he has pointed out in the industry, right?
Yeah.
That's how I perceived it too. But like you said, when something come off the keyboard, everybody might not take it the same way.
Right.
Yeah. That's because I think that now it's so the social media, honestly, like people are trying to play hard as hell on social media. But if you pay attention real close, social media made people sensitive and soft as hell. Like, for real, you could barely say anything to anybody anymore.
Yeah, you really can't.
Yeah, they do. They go off the handle.
You can't
for real,
say.
So, like, you know what I mean?
You can't even post your own thoughts no more.
Yeah.
Like, if you post your thoughts, they're going to attack you like, oh, hell no, you can't feel like that. Oh, hell, you better click unfriend.
Yeah, for real. You
ain't going to come over here doing that.
It's crazy.
Yes, it's
but,
like, that's crazy. You can't even say your own thoughts. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yes, did you have anything else, Kenesha?
No, that was it.
All right, thank you for calling in, showing your support, put you back in the queue, continue to listen.
No problem.
Thank you.
Kenesha.
All right, now, back to live action.
Mm-hmm.
I think that honestly the whole situation is just really messing up publishing. My thing would be like preserving the market. And a lot of the things that be going on be destroying the market. And people don't be wanting to say nothing today, not realizing that publishing might be going to Marvel. And that's for all of us, the authors and the publishers alike. Like, it may not be here for any of us. Not that it'll be gone where there won't be no more books getting read or written anymore, but we just won't be involved. Because we'll be done diminished the market so much that, you know what I mean, look what happened already. Ain't nobody getting no big publishing deals no more. You know why? Because people are scared to invest their money into this craziness.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't have that crap going on.
Yeah, they talking about they want to author. They don't want to be employing pimps. I mean, for real. You know, so it's like that's a risk. That's a risk factor. And a lot of other things that we do and say online collectively, you know what I mean? Not just any one person, like all of us as a community. We be doing so many things that we don't realize that it's just a bad look. Overall, and that's why nobody can't get these big contracts no more. Nobody won't invest no money into this no more.
Right, right. And, yeah, definitely stuff like that will definitely deter, you know, the big pockets. You know, the big pockets who are looking for talent, but, you know, they're not going to do it, you know, in a place where people are exposing, you know, themselves as not being people that they want to work with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they have, and you have to be a mouthpiece for that company, and if that's how you're going to conduct yourself, nobody wants to be attached to anything like that. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, and it, or where they may think that, let me tell you something, and I learned this in the game. It's real talk. You could get dope money all day as long as it ain't no violence. The minute it's some violence, and what I mean by violence, like even to the point of somebody come rob the spot. If somebody come rob the spot, you're going to have problems with the police because they don't want nobody to get killed. That's homicide working with narcotics. Now, it's two different cases. So they don't want that. So you're just selling dope, you get your money. You know what I mean? For the most part. But when that violent shit starts, that's when it's a problem. For real. So when the first inkling of violence or people, if they think people are going to be violent or we're prone to be violent, the people with the money be backing right away from that shit. Because they like, yo, I'm about to give them this money, then I'm going to have to come up with bail money and lawyer money and some more shit, too. Like, no, absolutely not. I'm good.
Absolutely. So it's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in the industry. Tonight is our special edition of Rant and Royalty Radio. We're on here with Aaron Beaver. I am Nene Capri. We have the fabulous Miss Tony. Miss Leisha, we love you. She had to get her little prince ready. School is starting. Shout out to them. We also have K.S. Oliver in the clubhouse this evening, and we also had Tequila talking about her latest novel. K.S., please give us briefly your work and where they can find you at, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show.
You said do what? Everything cut out after K.S., please.
Your work that you are that you have now.
Oh, Flatlined Almost Doesn't Count is available on Amazon, Kindle, and all that good stuff, my website. www.authorskoliver.com, Facebook, Ebony Oliver, or authorskoliver. I have both.
Absolutely. Mike, we thank you for joining us this evening. Please let the callers get a brief overview on what you have out right now, where they can get it. Is Michael still there? Has he left the clubhouse? Is he still there?
Hello?
Yes,
I was about to say.
I got the Smoke and Mirrors project, which just dropped on audiobook. I got the Tweet Files, Fakebook Chronicles, and the Sweetest Leak. That's all I got for
them. Don't be going down to the green room in the middle of my announcements, okay? I know it's sweet down there, but you got to stay in your seat till the announcement is over. Miss Tequila, we've had a hot topic this afternoon here in the clubhouse talking about your new book. The Puppet Master, exposing, you know, authors and readers and publishers who are bullying other readers and authors and publishers and, you know, manipulating the game. Please give us a little bit about what you have and what you have coming next. Go ahead.
I have a Puppet Master available on Amazon. My Bad Series, that's on Nook and Amazon.
Never Been a Daddy Girl, and Business Daddy. And Puppet Master 2 is going to release later on this week. So that's
it. So we have a part 2 to this story.
So make sure y'all get y'all one click on tonight so y'all can be ready for part 2 later on this week, which means it's going to be coming in the next couple of days.
Wow. Yep. Well, make sure you hit our pages. Make sure we have the link so we keep the readers informed. We thank you for being real in the clubhouse tonight. We have to make sure that people know what's going on and they hear it from someone who's actually been involved in it. So, we definitely thank you for coming and sharing. All the callers, the call queue was lit up. Ms. Leisha, you missed it. Leisha, you missed it. If you're listening back, you totally missed it, obviously. I'm just saying. Mike O came in here and started a whole bunch of trouble, got it going. Ebony over there clutching her pearls. She don't know what to do with herself. She told me she was going to be ready. She was like, oh, girl, I can't wait to get up in there. Then they started talking. She said, oh, my God. Wait a minute.
We can't get it. BDP fly.
We got a caller.
I have a passport. I play no game.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take that caller. Go
ahead. Yeah, I got you. 404. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew.
Well, y'all finally let me in. This is Cass calling to say hello to everybody.
Hi, girl.
Cass, you know what up, Cass? You just pressed one.
No. I'm in here.
Cass is in our threatening him, and he not called in.
Oh, I've been there. So that's right. I'm calling in support of everybody.
Hey.
Saying hello. Right.
I'm glad you called in. Congratulations on the engagement, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's engaged to me.
Congratulations.
Don't get me down.
Okay.
So, he ain't engaged, all right.
Oh, Ebony is the one? Ebony is the one? Okay.
Oh, it's Ebony tonight?
Don't give me that.
Oh, y'all go put me on
blast. Because I
will
go
like
publicly
that.
Announce our disengagement.
Well, listen, this is what I really, really want to say, that I'm proud of the lady you have on there, and that's for I say Tequila. I know it ain't that. Sequala. I think that's her name. And but I want to tell her that I read the book, and I told her when I read I hit her up, and it was a really, really, really good book. And I hope that part two just as good. It was a real good book, so I want to congratulate her on that. KS Oliver knows that I'm absolutely proud of her for everything that she's gone through, everything she's been able to accomplish, and you truly are a queen, Miss Oliver.
Right. Yes. Did you have anything to say about the topic?
Everybody, hey, Mimi, hey, Miss Tony, my baby right there, and
hey.
And my man Aaron, all of that. So
oh,
I
that's
just
where
I'm
hiding my phone, because you got a thing going on with Tony. Is that what it is? Okay. Right. You want me to turn up on his phone.
Cass, don't start getting in trouble on our show. Don't get in trouble on our show. We don't want to be the blame.
I'm
going
to be threatening him in his inbox later on. Don't worry about it.
What I'm saying, you never suspected KS Oliver, did you?
No, I didn't.
I know I did.
This
comes
as a surprise.
Hey, Cass.
Cass, did you have anything to say about the subject that they've been talking about on our way out the door? Did you want to weigh in?
Okay, y'all basically had two subjects. Which one are you referring to?
About the grime in the industry, right quick. In one minute.
I'm going to just say, it's all out there, but this is what I'm going to say, shameless plug, LDP, we don't play it that way. Everybody's treated like family and everything. It's a lot of backstabbing, but just know who you deal with. And if a person don't come with a reputable reputation, just stay away from that. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you, Cass.
Right.
We appreciate that. Thanks for waiting,
Cass.
All right.
Have
a good one.
I'll see you when you get home, Cass.
All right. Well, it's been a wonderful evening. We're getting ready to bring it to a close. We thank, all the callers for calling in. We thank the authors for being in the clubhouse with us tonight. Aaron, go ahead and give the closing statement, and we're going to be out of here. You can drop some of them beats. Drop that end of the show beat. Let them know where they at.
Well, I definitely want to let y'all know that y'all on Right and Royalty, and we had a wonderful time with y'all. Thank y'all again, everybody that came through, K.S. Oliver, Tequila Thompson, you fam, you know that, Mike Go, my dude, for always. Everybody stay up, and we are out of here.
Good night.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.